Derry is a city in Northern Ireland that has experienced financial struggles, social struggles and the breakdown of the family, loss of the Catholic faith, and persecution of the Catholic faith for hundreds of years. But Our Lady has been pouring the grace of God into the hearts of the people there, leading to an incredible transformation through a series of Eucharistic processions. The first to cleanse the land of a spirit of fear, the second to cleanse the water of a spirit of suicide, since over 6,000 people have committed suicide in the River Foyle, and the third, this upcoming June 13th, to cleanse the air of unforgiveness and hurt from the troubles in the 80s. They are calling on people throughout all of Ireland, all of continental Europe, and throughout the whole world to join them so that this event can create shockwaves of grace throughout the world. This is their story.
Well, Avril, as always, it's always great to get back on your channel. And as I say, like yourself, me, and Anthony Hogan, our partner in crime, we're like the three stooges, so we are. Since we've been talking to each other since the very first procession, which you actually flew over for, which was February last year, which is, it seems like about 3 years ago. For your viewers that don't know anything about it, that are only new to us, to the channel, or hearing about these worldwide Eucharistic processions, in Ireland here, we had a procession in February 2025 on the Feast of St. Bridget, and we had about 5,000 people turn up. It was a powerful day. Yourself flew over, and Mark McLean YouTube channel flew over. We had also many local YouTube channels covered, Robert Nugent, and all the local newspapers and radio stations, Radio Maria. We actually had EWTN promoted it for us, Shalmon TV. But the most significant thing about the whole thing was that 70 parishes joined in around the world. And that just shows you it was nothing to do with us. It was led by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, trying to organize anything between two churches is so difficult, but we ended up with 70 parishes around the world. Now, that was a Come Follow Me movement that organized that, obviously with blessings from Archbishop Eamon Martin, who's the primate of all Ireland, and our local bishop, Bishop Donal McCone, who's a legend. And then we followed on two friends of ours, Brian and Ciarán, the Brady Bunch. They carried on with another procession then in Athlone, and then they had another procession then on the 8th of September in Dublin, which was phenomenal. Myself and Anthony Hogan then set up a YouTube channel called Guardians of the Faith, because that's Ireland's ancient title, as Guardians of the Faith, because they preserved the ancient manuscripts from the Dark Ages. We decided to launch another worldwide Eucharistic procession, and that happened on the 23rd of November, the Feast of Christ the King, which was the 100th anniversary of the Quae Primus. The Quae Primus was the first encyclical in 1925 by Pope Pius XI, the 1925. So from 1925 to 2025, this was the 100th anniversary of the Quae Primus, and we had a worldwide Eucharistic procession here in our hometown in Derry, led by our Bishop, Bishop Donal, and obviously Archbishop Eamon Martin did a beautiful promo call for it. And we put the call out around the world, and 150 individual parishes joined in around the world. That was 43 in America, 35 in Nigeria. There was 40 in Ireland, and then between England, Scotland, Wales, France, Germany, Malta, Lebanon, Hungary, Portugal, Spain, Germany, France. We had the Fatima Shrine on board, Medjugorje Shrine on board, the Knock Marian Shrine on board. We had the Carfin, which is Scotland's national shrine, on board. And also we had St. Charbel's Monastery on board. So we ended up with 150 parishes. We had Emma Gallagher in Australia helped out too as well. We had one cardinal, two archbishops, and two bishops lead processions around the world, which is absolutely mind-blowing to think that we were involved in trying to set a Eucharistic procession around the world. It was unbelievable. But as I say, it shows once again, it's nothing to do with us. We're just unworthy sinners. And our Lord is using everybody, because it's not just Auntie Hogan and myself, or we organized it, but also we have Father Antonio, the Grey Friars. We had the many priests from all around the world. Father Andrew Grace, who's the head of the Marian Movement of Priests in Australia. We had Father Pinto, who runs the Holy Cross Ministries in America. We had 29 parishes. We had the Hum of the Mother, Servant of God, Claire Crockett's order. Just mind-blowing. Avril, absolutely mind-blowing. And you were there, like you experienced it. Like it was, you experienced the first one.
It was incredible because, I mean, we know that people are healed by the Eucharist. We're transformed every Sunday and weekday that we receive it. If they ever bring the Eucharist into an exorcism, it's like game over. So then just the thought of taking Jesus and the Eucharist out into the streets, especially if it's hasn't happened in a long time, it's incredibly powerful to move the faith of the people, but to rid the land of evil, which is, I think, you know, what most people want these days. We see that it's so prevalent. And there was these incredible fruits that happened with this last one, especially you were talking about how people commit suicide on this river there in Derry. Maybe tell us about that, because people maybe aren't familiar with this.
Well, with the first procession, the amount that was so beautiful about the one that you and Mark were at, the first one in February, was that you've seen people kneeling down, coming out of bars and coming out of shops and kneeling down, and would never see the Eucharist. That's me assuming they would never see the Eucharist, but assuming that they've never seen a Eucharistic procession. We had one the year before that, and that was the first one in 400 years that processed through our town. But the amount of the Eucharistic revival that it sort of started in the town with the Grey Friars, the first one, and then the one in February, the worldwide one, and then following on then to the one that we did for the Feast of Christ the King in November 2025, just passed. Part of the procession was that we had our Bishop Donal lead the procession. And the difference with this procession and any previous processions that we had is that we got the bishop on the boat. We had three boats organized from Foyle Search and Rescue. Our local river is called the River Foyle. Now, over the last 30 years, mindful for the troubles in Ireland, everybody knows about the troubles in Ireland between the Catholics and the Protestants and the police. There was over 3,500 people killed in the troubles in Northern Ireland, which is highly well documented. But in our local river, the River Foyle, there was, in the last 30 years, there was 6,000 attempted suicides. Now, that's a shockingly high statistic for a small city of, it's only about 150,000 people. So just to reiterate that, it's 6,000 attempted suicides in that river. So we got the bishop to go up and down the river during the procession. It was a horrible day. The weather was desperate. But somebody said to me, Barry, it was raining in Knock and it was raining in Fatima. And scripture says that rain is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So maybe it had to be purgative and penitential for us during that procession. We get absolutely saturated. But the day after the procession, the bishop went up and down the river, and we had Hum of the Mother on the boats, the nuns too as well. We had three boats full of clergy, and they prayed St. Benedictine prayers and prayers going up and down the river. The next day after the procession, a guy threw himself off the bridge. We had three bridges in our over that river, and he hit the water, should have been dead, but he changed his mind and swam out. And I was sitting with the bishop the week after it, and I was telling the bishop, and the bishop said, Barry, that's fantastic. And I said, well, that's because of the prayers that you did. But fast forward now from November, December, January, February to now March, there hasn't been one recorded fatality in that water since the procession. All praise glory God. To God.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully whatever, both that, but whatever is leading those people, that it's giving people joy, a reason to live, which that's what the faith does, you know, gives us a sense of not just the problems that we have now, but that there's more to this life. So hopefully it's instilling some of that Christian joy in people.
Without a shadow of a doubt, it's a Eucharistic revival. It's a Eucharistic revival, which is badly needed. But not only that too, as well, if you take a look at St. Patrick, when St. Patrick came to Ireland, he performed an exorcism to get rid of the pagan spirits. It's also always been said that he banished the snakes. There was no snakes in Ireland. We don't have the climate. It's Baltic during the winters, you know, so there's no climate for snakes. It was symbolic, just like the Book of Revelations is symbolic, that the serpent, the snake, represent the pagan spirits. And the spirit of paganism that has came back to Ireland is one of the sort of contributing factors towards the suicide, coupled with secularism, paganism, atheism, communism, all the modernism, all the isms, apart from Catholicism, all the isms originate from Satanism. And paganism is the worship of false gods, which is yoga, Reiki, these dream catchers, all these different avenues that people take that take you away from God. But also we were told that there was a group of witches. Now, and there's going to be people listening to this thinking, wives up, witches, come on, are you serious? Look, the devil's real, paganism is real, and witches is real. There's a group of witches that were gathering at one of the local bridges every month to pray for people to throw themselves on. Now, coupled with that, people that I know took relics up and blessed, put relics up underneath the bridges to pray against people committing suicide. And then we had the procession. So it shows that, that these Eucharistic processions are so, so important, because it's like a cleansing of the land. It's like a spiritual exorcism. This is why I brought up what St. Patrick did, because I think it was yourself that actually told us that Marino Recepio that was watched the procession and watched the promo video, and he said he could see demons fleeing from Derry during the procession. So this is the importance of the first procession: was to cleanse the land. The second procession was to cleanse the sea, because we had it throughout on the river. Now the next procession is to cleanse the land, the air, sorry, because there's a spirit in the air, the spirit of unforgiveness from the Troubles, the spirit of hurt, which is not only over Ireland, it's over France, Germany, America. It's over throughout the whole world. You know, it's a battle against good, against evil. So these Eucharistic processions are so, so, so important. And we sometimes see the fruits of them. You'll know them by their fruits. People conversions and people going back to the sacraments and people having healing. And also, as we've seen in the last procession, there were 6,000 attempted suicides. Now there hasn't been one fatality in the last 3 months. You know, so we don't always see the spiritual graces that are being poured down on us. And this is why this next procession, and for people to join in this worldwide Marian procession, is so, so important, Avril. And you're flying over. You're coming over too as well.
It's so funny, because we usually travel in July, and then the flights are cheaper to Ireland, but we're coming this month. It just, this year we're coming in June. It just kind of coincidentally, it's awesome, because obviously people know June 13th, the connection to Fatima, but then the day before is the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And at some point, the U.S. is going to actually on the 12th, the U.S. is going to consecrate the United States, the U.S. bishops, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So, and there's been a connection between Ireland and the U.S. for some time now. So all of this is incredible.
Without a shadow of a doubt. As I say, the first procession in February last year, we had, I think, about 20 individual parishes from America join in Unity. Then that was February. Then Karen and Brian had one in Athlone. The significance of Athlone is that's the heart, the center of Ireland, where the 12 apostles of Ireland all came to pray, and they went out and missionized the whole world. Then they had one in Dublin, which is the centre of Freemasonry in Southern Ireland. Then we our Archbishop Primate of all Ireland reconsecrated Ireland in June 2025 to the Sacred Heart, which was massive. It was the 350th anniversary of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque getting the revelations of the Sacred Heart. Now, Ireland was the first country in the world ever consecrated the Sacred Heart in 1873. Then it was France, then it was Ecuador. So for us, they have the procession, and then Ciaran and Brian, they have two processions, they have one procession, and then our Archbishop, they reconsecrate Ireland to the Sacred Heart. It was monumental for Ireland. And then Ciaran and Brian, they have another procession on the day of the canonization of St. Curtis Acutis. And then we had another worldwide one in November. And it all goes back to, as you'll see in the promo video whenever you pray it, St. Patrick having a prophecy in 433, that a light would shine from the north and spread throughout the whole land, then onto the UK, continental Europe and the whole world. We believe that we are living through the prophecy of St. Patrick, that this Eucharistic flame is now spreading throughout the whole world. And the fact now that on the 12th of June, and ironically, on the 12th of June, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, we are having 24 hours adoration for the Feast of the Sacred Heart, and ending on the 13th of June, which is the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Feast of St. Anthony, and the Feast of the Second Apparition of Our Lady of Fatima, where Lydia called for the rosary to be prayed. And the connection is, while we're having our 24 hours adoration in preparation for the next day, for the worldwide Marian procession, your bishops in the USA are consecrating America to the Sacred Heart. Now, this is massive, because on the last procession in November, the first procession, we had 20 states in America on board, 20 parishes. Then in November, for the Feast of Christ the King, we went up to 43 parishes. It's all linked in together. It's absolutely mind-blowing the way things are all sort of starting to connect together.
It's incredible.
Bishop Donal McCone is making a worldwide invitation and to the four corners of Ireland to come to Derry, Saturday the 13th of June, the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to join in the first ever worldwide Marian procession in a time when even Christians are attacking the Holy Mother of God. In a world covered with darkness and confusion, now is the time for us to stand up and join together in this worldwide Marian procession of love to set the world on fire. St. Patrick in 433 had a vision and made a famous prophecy that he seen a flame rise from the north of Ireland and spread throughout the whole land, then on to the UK, then continental Europe and the whole world. Are we living through that prophecy? Many believe that we are. Ireland is continuing to spread the flame and launching the first ever worldwide Marian procession on the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Saturday the 13th of June. Why is this so important? Because Our Lady is the new Ark of the Covenant, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, the Handmaid of the Lord, Co-Redemptrix, Mediatrix and Advocate, as Scripture tells us in the Gospel of Luke. In the Annunciation, revealed when the angel had come to Mary, he said, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." During the visitation of Our Lady to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and cries out with a loud voice, saying, "Blessed is the fruit of thy womb." We also see again in the Gospel of Luke, "Because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid, for behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed." Ireland is standing up and proclaiming to the whole world that we, the Irish, call thee blessed. Saturday the 13th of June, Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, 12 p.m. Holy Mass at St. Mary's Chapel, Craigan, Derry, followed by a Eucharistic procession and ending at Celtic Park GAA Stadium. For the whole month of May,
we will be calling a global 33-day consecration of St. Louis de Montfort to honor our most blessed, blessed mother. So this is also a call to the four corners of Ireland to come to Derry, and a call to every Catholic around the world to join in around the world in this historic worldwide Marian procession. Ask your parish to join in unity with a procession or adoration or Holy Mass in unity to honour the Queen of Heaven and unite the clans and unite the body of Christ globally. For more information, you can email avemariajune13@gmail.com or go to our website at worldwidemarianprocession.com and help us set the world on fire and show our Blessed Mother that we love her. Ave Maria.
Powerful. I think that's good. It's going to be something really amazing. I cannot wait to see the fruit of all these things that are going to be leading up to and then happening on that day.
Yeah. We have a website. As you can see, it's www.worldwidemarianprocession. The whole month of May, we are going to be calling as many people as possible to return to the sacraments, Holy Mass, confession, and starting on the 12th of May, the eve of the first apparition of Our Lady of Fatima, on the 12th of May, we're starting a 33-day consecration to St. Louis de Montfort, because through Our Lady is the new Ark of the Covenant, and Our Lady brings you to Jesus. And that's what this is all about. This is the first worldwide Marian procession to honor our most blessed mother, to give Our Lady the love and honor and respect that she is due. You know, if we take a look at the four Marian dogmas, the first Marian dogma was the Mother of God in 431. Then we had the second Marian dogma. So the first one was the Divine Motherhood, Mother of God. The second one was for Our Lady as the Perpetual Virginity. The third one was the Immaculate Conception. That was 1854, which was right between Lourdes and La Salette. And then the last one was 1950, wasn't it? The Assumption of Mary was the fourth Marian dogma in 1950. Now, this worldwide Marian procession is to give honour to Our Lady on the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The honour Our Lady is to push towards the coming of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as in Fatima, but also to honour Our Lady and to bring more recognition for people to pray towards the fifth Marian dogma for Our Lady as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. So this is a monumental movement, a worldwide global revival, again, continuing the Eucharistic. It's a Eucharistic procession, but Marian at heart. And as I say, Our Lady leads you to our Lord. So God willing, we only launched it 2 weeks ago, Anthony Hogan and myself, and we have 50 individual parishes around the world joined up so far.
That's incredible, because I think we really need this. It's something that maybe people used to do more in the church. It's a powerful, whenever I've gone on processions or done a Eucharistic procession in any way, it's always incredible. It's such an opportunity. So hopefully, maybe for parishes around the world that hadn't ever thought about it or didn't even know these existed or haven't ever seen one for themselves, that they can do that too, that they can connect in that way, but then also spread that love for Jesus in the Eucharist and to the Blessed Mother.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Excellent. 100%, Avril, and thank you so much. Because it's people like you, Mark McLean, and all the people. You know, we had Dr. Peter Howard, good friend of ours, flew over for the last procession they covered. He can't make this one. I think he's getting a hair transplant or something, but he's devastated that he can't make it. But it's people like yourselves and Christine Watkins and Christine Bacon and all the different YouTubers, Ron from Mother of Refuge, The End Time, Paul from Elijah's Cloak, all the YouTubers, Robert Nugent, who've been promoting us throughout the world. You know, it's absolutely amazing. But the real importance with this one is that, as I say, we've got 50 parishes within the first 2 weeks. Now, the first shrine, or we're going for all the Marian shrines of Our Lady. I'm waiting on Knock shrine coming back to me. I've got somebody working on Fatima, Rue de Bac, La Salette, Lourdes. We have Our Lady of Montlegon in France on board. That's the first shrine of Our Lady which joined them. And ironically, that is the shrine of Our Lady of the Holy Souls.
Yeah.
Which is so, so, so connected to one, everything that we're doing. Because every the intentions of the procession are, let me just read them out. I had to write them down, so I can remember. The first the five intentions, they represent the five wounds of Christ. For world peace and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and reparations for sins committed towards the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Third, an end to the culture of death and the culture of paganism. Four, for the holy souls and the conversion of sinners, because everything that we do is for the holy souls and you. And then the fifth is to bring about the fifth Marian dogma of Our Lady as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, and for all nations to honor Christ the King. These are the five intentions of the worldwide procession. So most importantly, the first one really was world peace. We take a look at everything that's happening now in the world now that's going on. But for any of your viewers out there, they can go to our website, again, www.worldwidemarianprocession. All the info's on it. We have the promo video, which you've just shown, translated into Spanish, French, German, Spanish, Portuguese, French, Italian. It's getting translated into German now. I've just been told that LifeSite News are going to promote it. EWTN are promoting it. Shalmon TV are going to promote it. Who else? We have the Marian Movement of Priests worldwide are on board. We have all the local prayer groups in Ireland, like Patrick McChrystal, HLA Ireland, Bernie Smith, Pro Life. We have the Men's Rosary in Ireland are coming, the Women's Rosary of Ireland, the Catholic Mothers of Ireland, the Holy Souls, the Divine Mercy Group. The amount of groups from all over Ireland that are ready are now organising buses to come to Derry for this worldwide Marian procession is mind-blowing to see. Like, this is only in the first 2 weeks. I'm going to be doing a lot more YouTube interviews with all the people that I've named around the world. Hopefully Xavier too as well, and a few more. US Grace Force. I'm looking to get in contact with all the major YouTube channels around the world. They actually promote this because this is for Our Lady. You know, this is a time to step out now and say, and show us the color of your eyes. They say, which side are you on? You're either on this side or you're on this side. And our side is, we want as much honor and devotion to be shown to the Queen of Heaven, our most blessed, blessed Mother. Because if you look at it, as the video says, there's even Christians are attacking the Holy Mother of God. But this isn't something that's new. You know, somebody said to me about the co-redemptrix mediatrix recently, and I said, but this has been going on for years. You know, this debate has been going on for years. Even if you take a look at the early church fathers, when they spoke about the Christology of Christ and the divinity from the Arian crisis right through, the debate about Our Lady, about co-redemptrix, has been debated since then, from the early centuries, you know. And it's going to be debated, but at the end of the day, Our Lady, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart is going to come about, and Our Lady will be, the fifth Marian dogma will definitely happen in the future. I think it definitely will, you know. I definitely will. But these processions are so, so important. They're so efficacious for people that aren't on the faith. And as I say, the amount of people that have signed up already and the interest that has been shown is just absolutely stunningly beautiful.
That's amazing. Well, Barry, I think if people want to reach out to you, they have that website. I'll have that on the screen for people to see that if they want to register their parish, that way they know and they're able to keep track, and then you can get more. They can get more information from the website as we get closer to June.
100%. All they have to do, now they can either have a Eucharistic procession or they can have adoration and Holy Mass in unity with Ireland. They set another flame around the world, and that's what it's all about. Look, it's about spreading this Eucharistic flame of love around the world.
Wonderful. I think there's going to be so many graces. You know, it's something to look forward to, and I think it's going to give grace for the rest of the year.
Definitely, but not only that, as you say, graces, if I've got Our Lady of Graces here, and Our Lady of Graces here is so tied in with the miraculous medal, St. Catherine the Bur. And if you take a look at the miraculous medal, Our Lady appeared in Rue de Bac in 1830, the significance of Our Lady of Graces and St. Catherine the Bur being on the same feast day is absolutely beautiful. But Our Lady appeared as Our Lady of Graces. As we see, we know, if a lot of people know that the 12 stars represent the 12 apostles, the cross, the crucifixion of our Lord, but also the M, Mary's mantle. Now, there's also another significance about this, which I haven't really spoke about. And if you don't mind, Our Lady appeared in 1830. Our Lady appeared in 1830 in Rue de Bac. Now, then she appeared in La Salette. And I have to thank Bob from Elijah's Cloak, good buddy of mine. I've been on his show many times. This is his actual image. I hadn't the time to make one up. Our Lady appeared in 1830 in Rue de Bac. Then she appeared then 16 years later in La Salette. Then she appeared then in Lourdes, 1858. Then Palmain, 1871, then Pellevezon on 1876. And as you see, the map of France, it marks the start. 1830 was the miraculous medal. And this was the start, it was known throughout Marianology, the study of Our Lady's shrines, is the start of the Marian era of Our Lady. Our Lady has appeared since from 40 AD. The first apparition of Our Lady was 40 AD, Zaragoza, to St. James. They lift him up, they help him in his journey. As we know, throughout then, Our Lady has appeared numerous times throughout the church history. At times, whenever our scripture says God never does anything without revealing things to his prophets, and our Lord has sent the Queen of Prophets, our most blessed mother, at certain pivotal times in church history and world geopolitical history at certain times. And if you go back just to that 1830 Rue de Bac, if you can bring that picture back up one second. The first one was 1830, the miraculous medal. And look at the way Our Lady marked her mantle over France. They say, this is now my time now for the most amount of apparitions. There's been more apparitions since 1830 to now 2030 than in any other time throughout church history. But there's another very significant thing that a lot of people miss. 1830 was also the end of the kingship in France. Now, from the first King of France, 496, right through to 1793, when the Freemasons cut the head of Louis the 16th, and the kingship in France ended in the year 1800. The Freemasonic government then put their own king in, Charles the 10th, and he reigned until 1830. And as soon as his reign ended, so the Freemasons ended the kingship of Christ, basically, in France. Our Lady intervened in 1830 with the miraculous medal and continued the line of Christ, the kingship. Our Lady continued it because the kingship ended in France in 1830, and Our Lady appeared in 1830 in Rue de Bac and gave the miraculous medal. Show the miraculous medal one more time. I've never done this before. Do you see the V? The V on the miraculous medal that Our Lady gave in 1830. That stands for Henry the V, Henry the V of the cross. This was Our Lady continuing the kingship of Christ with the common French king, Henry V de Croix. It's all interlinked. And then, if you go from eight, go back to the other picture. Sorry about this, Avril, but I've never done it before. Go back to 1830. From 1830, you then go to La Salette, where Our Lady said, Rome will lose the faith and become the seat of the Antichrist. Then you go to Lourdes, and you go to Palmain, where Our Lady intervened for the Franco-Prussian War. But if you go from 1830, then to 1879, the Knock, you've exactly a jubilee. It's 49 years, but the jubilee starts the year before it. I've never talked about this before. So from the first king of France, right through to the last king of France, Louis the 16th, who was beheaded, then the French put on, the Freemasons put on their own king who reigned in 1830. The Freemasons thought that they ended the bloodline, the kingship of Christ. But Our Lady continued it from the miraculous medal and 1830, from 1830 on to La Salette, where the day that the bishops were in La Salette, they honor Our Lady on the 21st of August, 1879, they honor Our Lady as the Queen of Heaven, Our Lady of La Salette. Our Lady appeared the very same day, 21st of August, 1879, in Knock. They give the most biblical apparition in the world. So you go from Knock to La Salette, back to Rue de Bac. It's all linked on together.
Wow. That's incredible, that just to even sit with that and to think about the way that God is working in history to bring us to a certain place. We don't know where he's taking us, but we can kind of begin seeing glimpses of it.
It's absolutely. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I only realized that I only put that together in my head there about, I always knew about Rue de Bac, and always knew about the kingship ending. And then I went, wait a minute, the kingship ended at the exact same year of Rue de Bac. And then you look at the miraculous medal and the V, because I had been told by a chosen soul that it's linked together. And I only realized 3 weeks ago that there's a jubilee between Rue de Bac and Knock apparition. And the Knock apparition, although it's Marian, it's purgative, it's also about the coming reign of Christ the King. There's so many things about Knock. But Knock and France is linked together. And sorry, Knock and La Salette are linked together too as well. It's all linked together. So from 496, the first king of France, right through to Rue de Bac, the last king, 1830, the miraculous medal, on to La Salette, then on to Knock. It's all tied together. It's as if our Lord's weaving his prophetic thread through them all, right through. It's mind-blowing stuff. It's absolutely mind-blowing. So, and how do we tie this all into the Eucharistic processions? Again, the first Marian shrine to come on board is France, Our Lady of Montlegon, which is the Holy Souls. We're working on Knock and all the rest of them. But for the last procession, we handed out, the St. Benedictine Medal, Facebook, Anthony Hogan, 40,000 Benedictine medals, blessed in the Latin Rite and necklaces. We handed them out to 30,000 school children in Derry and all around. The miracles that are coming back from that is unbelievable. We've had children that are non-verbal speak once they've wore the necklaces and chains. For this one, we're now, and the last one too as well, we handed out 7,000 bottles of St. Charbel oil and St. Philomena's oil, rosary beads for all the children that come to the procession and the school children. This year now, for this one, because it's all about Our Lady, it's Marian, and it's all about the miraculous medal, we're handing out 40,000 miraculous medals to all the children that come to the procession, for all the children that are making their first communion and their confirmation, and bottles of St. Philomena oil, St. Charbel oil, rosary beads. And it's all about, look, it's all about, it's about handing out as many sacramentals as possible and giving our children, I've said it hundreds of times, a country that forgets its past has no future. And for us to neglect our children spiritually, if we don't capture our children now in the faith, it's curtains in 20 years' time. So this Eucharistic procession is not only one Eucharistic, but two, it is so pivotal and so being monumental, because it's Marian and it's going to be miraculous. The graces that are going to be poured over Ireland and any country that participate in this procession is going to be unprecedented, I think, to tell you the truth. I know it's only on my unworthy opinion, but when you know them by the fruits, and whenever you look at the processions, the fruits that have came off the last processions, it wouldn't be too, I wouldn't be assuming to assume that it's going to be so fruitful. Do you know what I mean? Now, and just to reiterate, for the whole month of May, we're calling, this is a global call out around the world now. This isn't just here to America, to France, to Germany, or Ireland. This is going out around the world. We want you to go to your priest and say to your priest, we want to be part of this. We want to be part of this worldwide Marian procession. In a nutshell.
Well, Barry, I think we've given people just like an incredible vision of some of the things that are going to happen. Hopefully people can reach out to their parish priest so that they reach out to you guys and connect. And then we're going to see some incredible things. Well, why don't we close with a prayer? And then for all the fruits that will happen for the continued work that you're going to do over the next few weeks.
100%. Well, we've still got 13 weeks, ironically. There you go, 13 being Our Lady's number. We still have 13 weeks to go. And we have 13 weeks to go. And we have 50 parishes on board. Our Lady has opened the doors for 50 parishes to contact. It has nothing to do with us. So the last call out to these all again is go to the website, put up the, Avril will put up the post again. Go to the website, click on email us. We'll email you back. Register your parish to join in unity. We the worldwidemarianprocession.com. Just send us your name, send us your parish. We'll contact you, we'll phone you, we'll add you to the WhatsApp group. Also, our YouTube channel, Guardians of the Faith. Go to YouTube, type in Guardians of the Faith YouTube channel, like and subscribe and help us, because all the interviews will be going on that too as well. They help us and they help Our Lady. They bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So we'll give a blessing with this. This is St. Paddy Peel's glove. And now, in the name of the Father, Son, and Most Holy Spirit, Amen. We call on the Most Holy Trinity, the Holy Family, all the Church Mountain, Purgative, and Triumphant. In the month of St. Joseph, we call through the intercessory prayer of St. Catherine de Bourgh, St. Padre Pio, St. Benedict, St. Philomena, St. Charbel, all the Church Mountain, Purgative. They help us and anoint, they anoint us and everyone that hears us. They open their hearts, they touch them, and all the clergy, they come on board. They send this Marian, worldwide Marian procession around the world, and they destroy and end the culture of death and paganism, and they set the world on fire with love for the fifth Marian dogma to come about for Our Lady as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. Ave Maria, in the name of the Father, Son, and Most Holy Spirit. Amen. Paddy Pierre, intercede for us.
Thank you, Barry, for joining us today, and for everyone that's listening, God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.